The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
What have we got in store for us this morning?
It's quite complicated.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. Do I need a pen and paper?
There's options. Okay. Hey, lads, can you help me out? My brother got married last year to a girl who I know is not a fan of mine. We just never hit it off. Last Christmas, I got her a tanning gift set. It was a decent one. It was my birthday last week, and guess what I got from her? The gift that I gave her at Christmas gifted back to me. I know it was the same one because there was a special offer sticker on it when I bought it, and I peeled it off and the glue was kind of left and had a little bit of fluff on it.
Top investigation.
So I instantly saw it and knew she had just given it back to me. I'm suspicious she did this on purpose to annoy me. So rude, and I've since been weighing up my options. I wanted to see which of these I should take.
Okay, multiple choice, everybody.
Number one, re-gift the set to her again at Christmas and give her a taste of her own medicine. Number two, go to the house and have it out with her. Number three, go to a discount place and buy her the cheapest tanning set I can find. What do you think I should do? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Over a bit of fake tan.
Yeah.
Is it that deep?
I don't know. I think you're really exercising your brain too much on this. I mean, I don't know why she gave it back to you. Was it a genuine accident?
Even worst case scenario, right? Worst case scenario. And we've all re-gifted. Come on.
I've never done it, and I think it's really disrespectful.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done it either, Shep.
No, I do. I can get a tin of biscuits, but to get something off someone and to re-gift to someone else, I think is very, very, very lousy.
Because
that person has got
so.
A few that put, they went into the effort of going.
Yeah, but if you're not
going to
use it and you think somebody would get use out of it, is there not that argument? You know,
not really,
in terms of sustainability.
Yeah, I think 100% sustainability, and also the fact that, as you said, it's
not
just
for a gift.
It's just going to sit there. If it's something like an item that you already have, then what are you going to do with it if you don't need two of them or whatever? I think that's a bit like harsh to say. It's not always a rude thing to do. In this case, she obviously feels hard done by that the present that she bought.
Well,
for
she
her
just thinks
sister.
There's a lack of thought. So yep. Is that a sign that of how little she thinks of me?
But is she just going for like the worst case scenario? Like, and what I'm saying is, at worst, if she re-gifted it to her, right? Like, there is a chance that maybe the girl didn't realise that she had already been given it from her and it was like an oversight or whatever. But at that, like, the talk of going to the house and having it out with her and giving her a taste of her own medicine, is she even going to know? Is she even going to care? Like, I just think you're spending a lot of time and energy on, like, this. It almost feels like you're wanting to fight.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
no reason. Like, I don't know. Like, give it back to her. Don't you know? Do you not think it's a bit like you, like, let's just all get along?
I think she did.
It's World Kindness Day.
I know.
I think she did do it on purpose.
Because
if you got a gift and you haven't used it in a while and it's laying in the house and you pick it up, you're going to go like, if I wouldn't buy this for myself, where did I get it? And you're going to know who got it for the gift. Like, you would. I would anyway.
I would remember.
Not most people would. Yeah.
I would. So I think she did it on purpose. But I think you're just getting into a lot of drama for the sake of it. Just don't even buy her a present this year.
Oh no.
Don't know for sure why.
Because
if she wants to be rude and do this and just give it back.
So
like
what
that.
Would you do, Sho? Would you just continue as normal and buy her something nice for Christmas?
No, exactly.
Yeah,
I would genuinely. Yeah. I cannot imagine a world where you would turn up at someone's house and
to
say,
have it out over a tanning set.
Ding dong. Hang on. Sorry, I had to drop by because basically you've given me back a tanning set that I gave you last. You can't do that, lads. That's not.
You could.
That's not real life. And it's not going to do you any favours in terms of your relationship with her. You already feel like there's something not quite right or you haven't hit it off, and that's fine, but don't add fuel to the fire. Like,
okay,
geez.
Let's get through the text to start with.
Nikki said give it back to her at Christmas. Definitely, she totally did that on purpose.
Paul says this is all petty. How old are you? 5? Ye don't like each other. Why are ye buying presents for each other in the first place?
Dunno, girl, the fact that the special offer sticker with the fluff wasn't properly cleaned off tells me you've already got a dislike for her. I've lived with this crack with my fiancé's sisters and his ma. Lads, they tried to upend my life because they couldn't handle another woman in their brother or son's life. Cop on, keep me anon in case they start more.
Shite. Wow. Kay says, option 4 actually, rise above it and be the bigger person. Well said, Kay.
Johnny in Enniscorthy, option 4, cop yourself on. start volunteering for a local club and forget about childish stuff. It's a very good point, Johnny.
It's just so random.
It's like you're wasting so much of your time and you're giving us options for like, oh, what'll I do? Yeah, use it, like use your time wisely in this life. Like volunteering for a local club, much better time spent. Johnny knows where it's at, right? Give it up for Johnny.
Peter said maybe it's a good thing. They're best friends. She picked it out for her. Maybe she picked it for her too, thinking that that'll be their lolly present now. Me and my own best friend have given each other the same present to each other for Christmas 3 times now. All this negativity
in this room is unreal.
Okay, right there.
Give it up for Johnny.
Let's get back to some of the voice notes. There was loads of them. Hang on now. Let me just sort myself here. We'll start with this one. Emma was on to us. Good morning, Emma.
There's a rule when it comes to re-gifting. Oh. You got to remember who gifted you the thing in the first place. I don't think you can re-gift something back to someone that they've given you. I'm always re-gifting, but I'll always remember who gave me the gift, so I don't re-gift back to them. I don't see a problem with it. If someone gives me something and I'm not going to use, I don't see why not give it back to them. Or give back to someone else, not to them, obviously. But I do think she just didn't realise it was her that gifted to her in the first place, and obviously she's been doing it for a while, re-gifting gifts. But I just think if she's not going to use it, why not re-gift it? I would be offended if someone gave me something that was re-gifted from someone else. I think she just needs to get over it. And if that was me, though, I'd probably re-gift it back to her at Christmas. I'd go with number one.
Didn't know we'd get such an expert on re-gifting on this morning.
Yeah, but she's got a fair point. Mm. Like, if you are going to do it, obviously just be conscious.
Put tags on it so you remember who they came from. Bianca was on.
Hi, Abid, guys. It's Bianca here in Wexford. I was listening to your dilemma, and the first thing that popped into my head is, if that gift was good enough to give to your sister-in-law, then why is it not good enough for her to give back to you, regardless whether she gave you the same one or got one similar? Maybe she thought that you liked it and that's why you gave it to her, so she was buying you one. But also, why would you expect anything from your brother's wife? I'm married. I don't buy anything from my husband's brothers or sisters. I don't expect anything. I think that's a bit of an entitled attitude, really. You buy a gift for somebody because you want to, not because there's an expectation. So I think the person that emailed in is being very entitled and has little to be moaning about.
Okay, strong words. We leave it with Liam.
Lads, tell that girl to get her sister-in-law a box of USA assorted biscuits, take all the nice ones out of it, and just leave her with the feckin' ginger nuts. Get up for school.
You wouldn't have an issue with that show, would you?
I like a ginger nut.
She likes a ginger nut.